This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. State Representative Chris Broadwater of Hammond, Vice Chair of the Labor and Industrial Relations Committee, has tendered his resignation from the Louisiana House effective March 1st.
My decision was not influenced by anything inside the body or the politics of it, nor was it affected by things externally, by any scandal or anything else. It was a decision based purely upon a dad and a husband trying to do what he believed was best for his family.
Broadwater is halfway through his second term. He says something that happened this past June was the trigger for his decision.
It really hit home as I left Ways and Means and drove as fast as I could to Hammond. I got to the ballpark, and when I was walking up to the field, my wife said, "You just missed Maggie Francis last at bat." So I said, "Well, what happened?" She got a hit. She's on base.
Maggie Francis is the third of his four daughters and is 12.
And I looked out onto the field, and the bases were loaded. And so I looked at first base, and then I looked at second base, and I looked at third base, and I couldn't figure out which one was my child. I had been gone so much through the year in legislative sessions, and she had grown so much while I was away. Frankly, it broke my heart.
Broadwater says while he has enjoyed serving the state and working with his fellow lawmakers, he realized his youngest, Ruby Jane, who was born the night he was first elected, has never known her dad not to be away at the Capitol. And when he told the girls of his decision,
all four jumped up and cheered.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.